Hello, everyone. This is Larry Sheely. I'm calling from not-so-sunny Neptune Beach, Florida, outside of Jacksonville. Here today to talk to you all about how you can start a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu or a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu program for kids in your school. And also, it can, as you'll see later in the conversation, you can transition into an adult program as well if you so desire. Real quick, a little bit about me. I grew up in Florida, got a bachelor's degree in marketing from Florida State, and a master's degree in business at Jacksonville University. This is actually my second career. I spent 25 years or so in medical device sales and sales management. And back in the mid-90s when Hoyce Gracie was first starting in the UFC is when I first started training in jiu-jitsu. My job took me to that part of the world, and I started training with the Gracies then. In 2001, I got out of the medical device field, kind of retired, and looked around for something to do, and I had a little hobby called Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and over time, I've been at it 14 years now, 12 with Hoyce, and a couple now with his cousin, Carlos Gracie Jr., and if you want to look up Carlos Gracie in my relationship there, it's GracieBaha.com, B-A-R-R-A.com, and anyway, what I did... But in 2001, 2002, I met a guy named Charles Dos Anjos. He's now my partner in the Kijitsu program. He's very decorated in martial arts. He's a third-degree black belt in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. He's a judo black belt, and he's a Shotokan karate black belt. He and I met actually in 2002, I believe it was. And we had a dream to get Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu out to the as many kids as possible. And how could we do that? We thought, well... who has the kids already? And it's the traditional martial arts people have the kids. For me to match against any of you folks marketing-wise, I couldn't do it. So I thought, well, you know, let's get it a grassroots effort out there. And what we did is I put together this the curriculum and the program, and it's all Gracie Jiu-Jitsu based, and we're rolling it out through the instructors in the traditional arts. Everyone probably knows a lot about Gracie Jiu-Jitsu already. If not, go to the Gracie Academy website and just read about it. But Carlos Gracie Jr., Elio Gracie, kind of got the ball rolling, and then Hoyce brought it to the forefront in the early UFCs. A lot of people think, and I get these questions at trade shows, I get them almost every time I talk to someone about the Jiu-Jitsu program. They think it's dangerous. They think Jiu-Jitsu is dangerous. And just in your mind, I think... when you think of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the person who practices Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, what do you think of? And most people tell me that right off the bat they think of a young guy, maybe a bad attitude, big ego, maybe some tattoos up and down their arms, just the tough guys who come in and want to beat people up and hurt people. And actually, that's kind of what I grew up in terms of grew up in Jiu-Jitsu. That has been the way it is. It's the tough guy sport. Well, back the way Carlos Gracie Jr. and Elio and his brothers designed this sport, designed the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, it came from a traditional martial art, the Japanese Jiu-Jitsu, Judo. And over time, I think the MMA portion, the Vale Tudo portion, is what has kind of exacerbated that that stereotype with the BJJ practitioner. So what I decided, and Charles and I decided to do, was take what we know in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu and put it in a traditional fashion, you know, with the respect, the honor, you know, following the rules, something that everyone probably on this line does already. But it's just putting the traditional martial arts bent on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And that's what I've done with the Kijitsu. Okay, why Kijitsu? I believe it's a wonderful martial art. It's proven. Is it all ending? Does it answer all the questions? No. But if you think about it, in a self-defense system, you know, you've got the standing techniques. You know, most people in the tradition can really handle themselves while standing, and, you know, the ground just kind of supplements what you already know. And like I mentioned before, it's a wonderful martial art, but the BJJ mentality had parted from the tradition, and Kijitsu's our way. I want to bring it back, but bring it up from the ground up with the kids. And my goal literally is to spread Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, to as many people on the planet as possible. And right now we got about 150 schools on board, about over 300 people certified to teach this. So it's really growing, and that's right at 2 years now. So again, you guys have the kids, you have a great business going, you've got a lot. What we're looking to do is supplement what you currently have. Questions I also get, safety. Is it safe? Well, safety is, it's all relative. If you practice safe, you're going to be safe. Jiu-jitsu, just like Brazilian jiu-jitsu, can be dangerous, but it depends on whose hand you have in it. Just like any martial art, if you're teaching kids to punch each other in the head the first day of class, it's not going to be very safe for them. So the way we structure the program is roll it out. Safety is the number one priority. Having good teachers, you know, showing the respect. And like I mentioned, I'm going to mention this throughout, putting the traditional bent on Gracie Jiu-Jitsu or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Okay. How do you begin a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu program for kids? First thing you do in terms of the Kid-Jitsu program is you go, we have a couple ways for you to become certified. We've got 26 fundamental techniques that you've got to know backwards and forwards, front and back, know it in your sleep. And that is where you're going to be certified on those first 26 techniques. Everything that we build jiu-jitsu on is based on those 26 techniques. There are two ways to go about that. You can go attend a 2 to 3 day seminar here or certification here at my school in Neptune Beach, Florida, or you can bring either Professor Charles or myself to your school for a day and a half intensive certification seminar. Is that the end of your training? Absolutely not. That's the beginning, but it allows you to become certified on the 26 techniques that we will build everything in jiu-jitsu from. So that's the way you go about that. And it's all mat time. It's not grappling. We're not going to beat you up or have you beat each other up. We're going to have you see the techniques. You're going to do the techniques. You will teach the techniques over and over and over to a point when you leave. You can't wait to see us leave. Well, if you're here, you can't wait to leave, but you're going to go back home to your school and feel very comfortable about rolling a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu program out to your kids. Okay, then after certification, I get a lot of questions about, you know, what do I do now? Well, you're going to have your instructor manual and your DVDs for the first year when you go through certification. You will practice that, you know, continue the practice. It's a lot to, although it's only 26 techniques, it's a lot to know. There are a lot of variations from that. And then you'll begin to implement this into your school with your students. And then some people, and again, what do you do? How do you roll it out? Some people say, okay, do I have to do a standalone? Can I use it as a, can I roll it out into my current program? As we're a licensing company, we're not a franchise, so what I can do is give you the information and let you know what other people have done. But I'm finding people do one of two things, actually one of two or three things. They do it as a standalone, you know, they add it to their current program is like maybe an upgrade, or they use it as a leadership opportunity for the people who've been around a while. There are various ways, but any way you slice it, it's another stream of revenue for the person, for the school owner. How do you get your ongoing training? Well, in the licensing agreement, you will provide one seminar per year at your school. You know, you'll bring Charles or myself to you for a seminar, minimum of one. You can have more. And what you do, we'll keep rolling out information to you, and you will continue rolling it into your program. Year two has a complete another 26 techniques, and year three also has another 26 techniques. Now, of those 78 techniques, there are another couple thousand you can add to it, but you've got the fundamentals to add to it over time. The more you get the early on fundamentals, the easier the other techniques become because everything's built. It's like building a house. You build the foundation, and then you build up the walls. And over time, we're going to have a very nice house and some very good jiu-jitsu. Also, your ongoing training includes we have an online forum, instructors forum. So we troubleshoot online. And just this year, we're adding the online technique of the week. So you will be able to go on the instructors forum, look at the techniques that are on video, and we'll take the techniques we put up will be based on questions that we get on the forum. Okay, how do you do the anaconda choke? Well, I could write it on the forum, but it would make no sense. So what we're going to do is be able to show you or show the answers to the techniques, you know, one per week over time. So your ongoing training will be seminars, the online forum, and the technique of the week. And obviously, you're welcome to Charles or my schools at any time as well. Okay, you go through certification. After certification, you are able to, number one, you'll become a kid jitsu instructor, and you'll be able to promote your kids through the 10-belt system. We have 10 belts. Each belt has 4 stripes, and the belt system starts at white. It goes to yellow-white, then to yellow, then to orange-white, orange, yellow-orange, green-white, green-yellow, green-orange, and then green. So you have 10 belts, 4 stripes on it, so there's an opportunity for 40 promotions, probably 10 big promotions with each belt. Again, however you run your school, that's a way you can plug your promotions into this. And then questions I also get, do I wear my black belt in the school? You are an instructor. You are the sensei, the professor, the kyoshi, whatever it may be. Yes, that is your school. But what we do is we offer a kid jitsu instructor belt. It's a black belt with green. Our colors are green. It has instructor on the back. So we're not misleading anyone. We're not telling people we're a black belt in jiu-jitsu. We're letting them know, yes, I'm a black belt in my school. In this case, I'm the instructor for the Brazilian jiu-jitsu for the adults and the kid jitsu for the children. Our adult program grew out of necessity because so many people went through certification for the kids and said, okay, I love this. I see it safe. I really want to learn. How do I grow in the system? And that's how we developed what we call the Wolf Pack. My partner, Charles Dos Anjos, his team has always been Team Wolf Pack, so we just added to his team. And you grow in the system through Charles and I. You become, over time, you'll start as a white belt unless you've already trained some. We'll sign off on whatever, we'd roll with someone if they're a purple belt. We just determine if they fit purple in our system or blue or what have you. But you grow in our system through Charles and I. You become our students, if you like, and then you can opt into the Wolfpack BJJ program. Over time, we promote you. You promote your kid students, and then you will promote your adult students up to 4, let's say if you're a blue belt, you could promote up to 4-stripe white belt, which is the belt directly below you. Any of the big promotions, the blue, purple, brown, or black, Charles, that I would handle. And again, like I said, the Wolfpack program started out of necessity. The instructors loved it, and they wanted to share it with their adult people, and it just made a lot of sense, so that's what we're running with. Now, we get into a situation where we have kids and they start getting older. When do we put them into the adult program? This is a judgment call on the instructors and the parents, but typically what I have is once they start hitting 13 or 14, I have them as helpers or leaders in my kids program, and then we start slowly funneling them into the adult program as kind of a junior adult. They do the classes with the adults, but we put them with the people who've been around a while, the people who we know will train safely with them. Again, the junior adults, they help the smaller kids in the kids' class, but they attend occasionally attend adult classes as well. Okay, talk about the kids program. Let's talk a little bit about Wolfpack. The Wolfpack, the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for adults, 5 belts: white belt, blue belt, purple belt, brown belt, black belt. Took me 13 years to get a black belt. Now, that has since changed because we have all the information we need here in the state, and we have a curriculum we can go by. So what used to take 13, 14, 15 years, now it's going to take about minimum 6 to 7, maybe 8 or 9. So between 6 and 8 years, 9 years, you will get the information, you'll be proficient. And you'll find that in the belts come very slow, but we're more concerned with, technique and being able to apply the technique than the belts itself. And we can talk about this further. Frequently asked questions I get: don't you think that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is too dangerous for kids? And I say, yes, it can be, if it's in the wrong hands. If you teach kids the way I came up in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, where it's pretty much all out all the time, somebody's going to get hurt. But that's also going to happen in the adult programs as well. So, again, I stress safety with my kids. I stress safety with my adults. In my school, I give people 3 warnings about safety. I tell them up front we're safe. I tell them, if I catch them on the mat doing anything that could hurt someone, I give them a warning. The 3rd warning, I kick them out of the school. Cancel the contract and they're gone. I've had nobody under those programs, under that situation where I had to do it. I had a couple people that I, before we got to that point, I let them go in a nice way. Actually, it wasn't a very nice way, but we'll talk about that offline. But in the wrong hands, anything can be unsafe. If the way you, I would think, the way you practice in your schools, safety, you know, you get a kid kicked in the nose or whatever, you know, early on or any time, you know, it can hurt your school, it can hurt the kids, and the last thing we need is someone hurt in our schools. Our curriculum for the kids is designed specifically for the kids. Now, we teach the adults the same way we teach the kids. It's just how we roll the techniques out is important, and the sequence in which we sequence the techniques, and then the degree of which we let them apply the submissions, age appropriate and size appropriate. And, again, we cover that all in during our certification. Okay, there's probably some folks on here. I've trained in jiu-jitsu. Why do I need to go through certification? Well, I'm not saying you have to or you don't have to, but our system is unlike anything out there in terms of teaching kids Gracie jiu-jitsu. You may, you know, if you think you can do it, then by all means try it. What we have is a proven system. We plug it in with the kids and it works. Also, in terms of our system, you know, we got to know people. For us to turn our curriculum loose to people who we don't know, we're kind of gambling. So what we want to do is go through certification, get to know you, get to know your talent level, get to know how you teach, and then over time we build our relationship over time. You know us, we know you, and we feel comfortable with you, you feel comfortable with us. It's kind of a win-win. We help you with your jiu-jitsu, you help the kids and your students. It's kind of Hoyce and Carlos, these guys, they could have beat me up every day. They were kind enough to help me. Were kind enough to help me not have to fight my way out every day. If they wanted to beat me up, they would have beat me up. Excuse me, my other phone's ringing. But anyway, the next way we're going to do this, we will help you. You help your kids. You help your adults. What about uniforms? Do you have to buy uniforms from us? The answer is no. You buy your own uniforms. We do have patches that we ask you to have on your geese and you sell to the kids as well. Anything you get from us would be wholesale. Again, I can't make you buy anything. I'm not a franchise, but we do recommend that you have our patches. We also have T-shirts and things that you can buy wholesale and pass on to your kids. And our wholesale pricing is tremendous. Again, I'm in this to get the product out to the people and also help you guys in terms of creating other streams of revenue. Let me think here. How do other schools implement the program? Some do the kid-jitsu only. I got a guy here across town who's only teaching the kids. He's not teaching adults. Have some who integrated into their current system. And I mentioned before, as a standalone. Some use it as an upgrade. Some use it as a leadership program. Again, it's your choice how you run your school. We'll give you the information. Share with what other people have done, and if it works for you, great. Do you promote your students? Yes, you'll promote your kids through all 10 belts, and you'll, as I mentioned before, you'll promote your adult students up to 4 stripes on the belt below you. Okay, who will promote you personally? It'll be either Professor Charles or myself. Here's one I get all the time. How do I teach Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu if I'm not belted in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu myself? Okay, think of it this way. Bobby Bowden, greatest coach in, you know, some people arguably say he's one of the greatest coaches ever, one of the most winning coaches. He wasn't a great football player. He didn't have to know or play each position, but he knew each position. And that's what that's the way I look at this. You don't have to be a great jiu-jitsu practitioner to be a great teacher. And that's the beautiful part of aligning ourselves with the traditional martial arts. You guys and girls are great teachers. All we're doing is giving you information that you can impart to the other folks exactly the way we lay it out. The way we lay it out, the repetitions you do, you will become proficient at it, and you'll be able to teach the kids to be proficient and the adults as well. Okay? And you can go to seminars and things, and over time you'll get your blue belt. And over time, if you stick with it, you'll just promote, you'll progress through the system like everyone else does. Okay, some of the advantages of having a kid-jitsu program, you know, like I mentioned, upgrades, new students, the retention. Where I've gotten a lot of my students, I've had the adults want to take Brazilian jiu-jitsu, from the adults coming in to take the program, I've been able to pull through kids into the program. I would think a lot of the karate schools, and what I've seen so far, a lot of the karate schools have more kids than adults, so you get your adults from the kid population. The parents bring the kids, they see what they see, the kids are enjoying it, they want to learn it, and you can sign the adults up as well. That has worked for some of my Taekwondo and karate schools. Testing, you test the kids and the adults. We had the DVDs, the patches, the uniforms, T-shirts as, you know, things you can sell, buy at a great price and then resell it. So what we've done is we've put together a total program. Again, my goal is to get it out to as many kids and adults as possible, doing it in a safe fashion. Safety is our number one key, and it will always be that way. When you go through certification, if you hear safety one time, you hear it, you know, 500 times. It's all about the safety. It's all about the way we sequence the techniques. It's how we apply the techniques. It makes it, you know, a kind of a unique system, but a very effective system. Kathy, I was going to ask you any questions at this point.
There are some questions, and on the web, let me take a look. One is, how much time is there in between each stripe? You said there were 10 belts and 4 stripes. How much time between each stripe approximately is one of the questions.
Okay, very, very good question. The kids program itself is a minimum to get from white belt to green belt is a minimum of 3 years. Typically, it's more like 4 years. So you divide it out, probably every 6 to 8 weeks would be a stripe.
Okay, so it's about a 48-month program if somebody was going to maybe just use that as an upgrade.
Right, right. It's about, you'd be pushing it at 3 years. 3.5 to 4 years will be the way to look at that. Again, some people, no one in any of our certification can promote up to green belt any quicker than 3 years. But that's okay. The good news for us. We lay it out. We lay it out for the parents. We show them. And there's certain, it's a proficiency thing. It's not a time thing. It's time and proficiency. They need to be a class, but they also need to be able to work the techniques. And these techniques are, you know, it's not like you have to, I think the techniques in karate and taekwondo, in my opinion, are a lot harder than these because, you know, sometimes, you know, there's no way in the world I could kick over somebody's head. But some of the, using your body weight and leverage and technique, and the kids get this pretty quick. They love wrestling around anyway. They get pretty proficient pretty quick. They're like sponges, and it amazes people who come into the school and see my kids grappling. It's almost second nature to them. So anyway, back to what you said, 6 to 8 weeks per stripe would probably be reasonable.
Okay, great. And, you know, one thing I wanted to ask is I understand from looking at your Kijitsu program that Kijitsu is really an acronym that you use to teach life skills. I don't know if you
Absolutely.
Want to touch base on that just a little bit because you know, that's one thing I don't know that you mentioned yet other than safety is that you're teaching life skills like we endorse in all martial arts classes as well.
Right, right. It's, what we're talking about is, you know, let me back up a second on that and talk about I have the 26 values that I hammer home to the kids in our program. And I use the 26, I do one value per week, and I do it twice per year, so 52 weeks in the year. We just run through each value and hammer it home. We talk to them. The way I set up my class, we do the warm-up. We, you know, do the pledge, do the warm-up, stretch them out real good. We do drills, and then we have a value. We have a mat chat for about 5 minutes, and we cover, you know, honesty, integrity, respect, self-respect, motivation, the whole, you know, whole nine yards on everything. And the kids get it. They get it, and they stick with it. And the parents, we partner with the parents on it. And I would think everyone here has some sort of program like that. But the acronym Kijitsu is, you know, it's kindness, integrity, dedication, determination, you know, justice. I say justice because every kid in my class is created equal, and we treat them equally. Integrity. All the things that a parent would want their kids to know, they're going to learn here in our program. Hopefully I'm covering what you're asking, Kathy. I'm kind of shooting in the dark on some of the things, yeah.
No, that's exactly what I was getting at is that, You know, even if, you know, because I think for some people, you know, when you're teaching martial arts, some of us weren't brought up teaching by benefit, by mental benefit,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it takes us longer to learn how to do that. So the fact that that's kind of already built into the curriculum, if someone's not used to doing that, that'll help them out quite a bit, starting to do, like, life lessons.
Right,
so that's one thing I wanted to, you know, touch with you on. We do have Chris from New Jersey wants to find out what the cost of certification is.
Okay. Again, Kathy, this time we will work a deal with Member Solutions. But typically people going through my certification, Chris, is $1,495 for the intensive certification, either at your place or ours. And we are a licensing program. So 3 months after your certification, you will pay $149 a month licensing fee. That gives you the access to the books, the DVDs, the patches, the use of the Kijitsu logos, and the like. So that's the pricing.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I don't think we have any more questions right now on the web. Did you have more you wanted to cover? Do you want me to see if anybody has a question on the phone lines?
Yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be fine.
Okay, let me unmute everybody.
Okay.
Okay, is there anybody on the phone that has a question?
Hello, anyone there? Any questions? I went through it pretty quick, gang, so if you have anything, you know, any questions, you know, even if you feel like they're off the wall, they're probably not. I've heard it all before. But feel free to share. I'd love to help.
Yeah, I think you covered a lot of people's kind of misconceptions, you know, back again about the safety. That's something I've heard in the past a lot, that, you know, some people, oh, I don't want to teach grappling or some of these jiu-jitsu techniques because they're just, you know, too dangerous. So you've really covered that a lot. So I think that helps a whole bunch. And the fact that, you know, having a very structured curriculum to follow. I think one other question, maybe, you know, the 26 techniques, I know you said, like, an intensive training, they're going to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have their materials to go over. But if you've never grappled before, really, how hard is it to learn all 26 techniques in a couple days?
It's amazing. I've had ladies who come in very intimidated up front, and we do so much repetition on the techniques. And, you know, we did a 36-hour. We've done 24-hour. But you do 30 hours on the mat or 24 hours on the mat, you will get it, because that's one technique you'll do a couple hours. Over the course of the weekend, over and over. You see it, you do it, you teach it. You see it, you do it, you teach it. Every time you do the technique, we tighten you up on it. Here's what you got to do. So at the end of, literally the end of that weekend, you're as mentally sore as you are physically sore, because you've done it so many times. And I've had people, I don't know, check some of the testimonials on the Kijitsu website. People have come in with no experience, and we tell them, you're going to get it, because the downside of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the way I came up with it, they would show you one thing, and then they would show you something else that did not connect. We connect the techniques so that if you go to one, then the next one's going to make sense, and then the next one's going to make sense. We're not giving you an arm bar and then a foot lock. We're not giving you a guard pass and then a flying triangle. Everything connects, and that's where our curriculum differs than anything I've ever seen or done. It just makes sense. We laid it out for, if it's like counting to 10, 1 through 10. We're not going 1, 12, 15, 18. It's everything's sequenced properly to where you're going to get it. Again, all I did was take what I learned in my first career in medical devices and how we laid out curriculums or how we laid out presentations to doctors, and did it here. And it's I didn't make it up. I just, you know, I learned it before and I just applied it here. I sold neurosurgery equipment at first. I was 24 years old. I didn't know the brain from the elbow, but they taught me in a quick manner, and I was able to, you know, have a pretty darn good career out of it. So it's not as hard as one might think. And Charles and my dedication, we're not going to put someone out there teaching jiu-jitsu who we spent a lot of time in jiu-jitsu. I've got 14 years. Charles has 23. We're not going to do anything that's going to sacrifice our integrity. So when you come through this, you will get it. If you don't get it, we'll keep you till you do, or we'll come and help you. But you will get it.
or you're not going home. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't leave.
You can't leave till you get it. No, that's good. That's good. Well, let's see. I think the only other question we have coming in is test fees. You know, do you charge just like you do? Like if they charge test fees for their other belts, should they charge test fees as well for the belts?
Absolutely, yes. And that's however they want to put it in their program, yes. Everybody, I don't know of anyone who's signed up with us who doesn't charge a test fee. Because, again, you're giving them good information. They're learning it. They're progressing. You're kind of putting the pat on their back. You need to put the money in your pocket because it's your time and your effort. Absolutely charge for test fees.
Okay, great.
And
I just started thinking.
People ask me, what do you charge? What are your prices? For my adult program, I charge $159 a month plus a 7% service charge. Takes it up into $170. For the kids, I charge $139 a month plus 7%. I do not, and I only teach the kids 3 days a week. So the value is there. It's a very valuable program. People want the information, and it's a wonderful add-on. See, I don't have karate or taekwondo or anything like that. I have Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But I only teach the kids 3 times a week, mainly because that's, again, this is tough. I don't want them here every day. I want them training, digesting it, thinking about it, and then coming back. I'll let them train all 3 times if they want to during the week, but typically they come twice a week. Some kids only come once a week. So that way space is not an issue either. But you can teach them as many times, you know, to have as many classes as you want, but I would limit the number of times a kid can come because you don't want to throw too much at them too quick.
Well, and that kind of takes a little pressure out of parents too, you know?
Right. The enemy of good jiu-jitsu is more. I get guys all the time, hey, Larry, show me the anaconda choke. Well, learn how to pass the guard first, okay? We'll give you the information as they're ready. But there are a lot of guys out there who know a lot of techniques, but they know a lot of techniques not very good. I'd rather them learn, 20, 30, 40 techniques and be able to nail them. If they can do that, they're going to be very good in jiu-jitsu. So all I'm doing is sharing what the Gracies share with me and just put it in a structure that works for me. And it seems to work for others as well.
Well, I can tell you, if you are on the web, if you see the banner that's on the teleseminar page that says, get the Kidjitsu program and save money, we've been given generously a $30 discount to extend to you guys today if you're interested in getting some of the books and DVDs. If you click that banner, it'll take you to a page where you can go down and you can see what's in the curriculum package that we have. Also in the future, this curriculum will also be in our reward store. And basically our reward store gives Member Solutions clients extra discounts. So we're very pleased that this will be one of our newest additions to our reward store family in the near future. You know what? I bet you some people listening to this in the future in our library might want to contact you or go to your website to check things out. Could you give that information,
right,
please?
Yeah, let me give you my website for my my personal school. I'll give you a couple websites. My website is jaxbjj.com. The Kidjitsu certification website is Kidjitsu, kidjitsu.net. My partner's website, Charles, is wolfpackbjj.net. And my email is jaxbjj@yahoo.com. I have a Gracie site, but my website's been kicking that back, so I'll just go with the jaxbjj@yahoo.com. And my cell phone, I'll give it to you, 904-612-6076. If I don't get right back to you, hang tight. I got a lot of calls coming, but probably the best way if you want to contact me is via the email for now, and then if we start moving toward a certification or something, we can talk on the phone, but right now, typically email works the best.